Suchi,
and some seen from that region or from that area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, Usbitat al-Jannah, in all its beauty and all its in all its glory, it will be brought close and it will be drawn close to the muttaqeen, to the pious and the righteous one. وَبُرِّزَتْ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Jahannam will be presented, Jahannam will be exposed, Jahannam will be uncovered. The Jahim, the blazing fire of Jahannam, will be uncovered and exposed for who? For Al-Ghaween. Al-Ghaween, those who went astray. So they too will be shown Jahannam, and Jahannam will be uncovered before their eyes, and Jahannam will be presented before them, before they are admitted into Jahannam. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. It will be said to them, where are all those gods that you had worshipped in the dunya? In the dunya, you chose to worship certain gods, and you had dedicated your acts of worship to certain deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are they? They will be asked, where are those gods whom you had worshipped in the world? مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ other than Allah, apart from Allah, هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Will they help you today, or will they be able to help themselves? They cannot help you today, they will not be able to assist you today, and they cannot assist you, they cannot even assist themselves. It's something so simple to understand. If those gods cannot assist them in the dunya, what they are worshipping, what they are bowing before, if that cannot bring them any harm or any benefit in this dunya, how on earth will it benefit them in akhirah and on the day of Qiyamah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they cannot help you and assist you today. أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. In fact, they cannot even assist their own selves. فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all those deities that they had worshipped elsewhere, we had learned that if they were like this object in this dunya, they would be given life in akhirah. They would be given life in akhirah. And all those worship objects or worship things, they will be taken, وَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا. They will be thrown face down into the fire of Jahannam. All of them, وَالْغَاوُونَ, and all those who went astray. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسِ أَجْمَعُونَ, and the forces of Iblis, the armies of Iblis, the soldiers of Iblis, all of them, all together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will all be taken and cast down into hellfire. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. When they get down into Jahannam, Allah speaks of a discussion that will take place between the worshipper and the worshipped object. The one who worshipped the idol, the one who worshipped the false gods, the one who worshipped Shaitan and Iblis, the Satanist, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, down there in Jahannam, they will be arguing with each other, and there will be this debate raging on between them. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. They will say, while they are arguing with each other, quarreling with each other in the depth of Jahannam, Allah, إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They will then realize, and they will say, but Allah, certainly we were in clear misguidance. We were certainly in clear error. إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When we made you equal to the Rabb of the world. They will tell those gods, indeed we were wrong to equate you and to give you the position and to worship you the way we ought to have worshipped Rabb al-Alameen. We had equated you to Rabb al-Alameen. That was indeed a grave error and a clear act of misguidance on our part. وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And what will they say? They will say, مَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. It was indeed the sinners and the criminals in this world who had misguided us. Those who were involved in shirk and polytheism, who invited us towards shirk and polytheism, they are the ones who have indeed guided us and who led us astray. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. There is absolutely no one to intercede for us. مَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. There is no one who will intercede for us. The believers, inshaAllah, we will enjoy the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will enjoy the intercession of pious people, righteous people. We will enjoy the intercession of malaika and angels as well. Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has listed those who will be allowed to intercede. So we will have the benefit of intercession. وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. And what else will they say? We have no close friend who can help us. From here we understand, and Rasulullah has taught us that a righteous, pious friend will be of great benefit in us. Great benefit. Wala sadiqin hamim. They will cry out and they will say, we have no close friend who can help us and assist us and intercede on our behalf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a pious person, a righteous person will come on the day of Qiyamah and he will notice that a friend of his, a person with whom he enjoyed a close relationship in dunya, is not there, is not amongst the people of Jannah, is not in that group that will be granted entry to paradise. And he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that where is so and so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such a person has been sent to Jahannam, and he will plead before Allah to go and remove that person from Jahannam, and he will be given the permission to do so. The benefit of keeping good relationships and having good friends in the dunya, they will not only be a source of benefit for you in dunya, but also in akhirah. And that's why the disbelievers and the disobedient ones, the first thing and something that they will regret is that why did they not associate with good friends and have righteous people as their company. And that is why they will say, Wala sadiqin hamim. There is no close friend who can help us and intercede for us on this day. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They will say, we wish if only we had one more chance. If only we had one more chance to go back, then you will indeed be from amongst the believers. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, study these verses. Indeed, in every one of these verses, there is a sign for you. A sign for you. There is something that ought to create within you a sense of consciousness. Ayah. Ayah is everything that has the potential to direct you to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in all of this, in this discussion that's going to be taking place between the people of Jahannam and the scenes on the day of Jahannam, I'm informing you of it so that it can act as a sign and it can act as a reminder that takes you closer to Allah. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, most of the people will not be in iman. Most people will not be from amongst the believers. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And certainly your Rabb is the mighty and the all-merciful.